good evening and welcome to the ultimate Hutton show of 3302. Yes, this one will not be beaten by any other shows later in the year. Next week is 3303, and in anticipation, we're ready and raring to go. I am Dick.
I'm Mr. Hucker, and...
in tonight's news... the Mad Monks aren't the ninjas they thought they were.
Serious outbreak at Hutton Orbital. Alvin breaks out the bleach.
Mysterious messages discovered at Van Manen's star.
The GIMP conclusion is nigh.
Leo Wolf vanishes after hot date with Cecil. There are Hutton truckers, and then there are Hotbox Hutton truckers. Hotbox probably the best. Excuse me. With instructions to win the election at Van Manen's star in stylish fashion so as to win over the local population, Team Hotbox told Alvin to have faith when they gave it one more try and battled to bring freedom to the beleaguered population of Van Manen. They had promised that this would be the last Christmas that they would suffer under the religious yoke of the Sublime Order. The influence of the owing faction was plummeting down to the depths, whilst ours was ascendant. And when asked what Hutton would bring to the system now that the monks were gone, Commander Squibb replied, "Whatever you want, I'm your man, to make it all better." In one careless whisper, albeit very serious, a spokesman for the Mad Monks of the Sublime Order of Amman and Star was heard to pray that their father figure shouldn't let the sun go down on their order. In the end, it was to no avail. Their hopes went down the dustpipe, and nothing at all could save them. The senior of their order, a poor old man, now had his technicolor dreams smashed when Alvin arrived in station triumphant and declared all people therein to be free. The ring of a change tolled, and the most beautiful station yet fell within Hutton's control. Hutton are petitioning for control of the permit lock on the system to be removed and to prevent the radio station using any more song titles in their news articles. Oh, and to start bringing Live Aid to the population. Ouch.
Following last week's news report, there are rumours that a serious case of innuendo has broken out at Hutton Orbital. After Flossie's diddly doodah was not only exposed live on air, but then discussed publicly, we have rumours that Nocti is having trouble between the sheets of his spy team, and that a group of Hutton commanders have been responsible for some serious swinging in Wolf 25. Utterly bonkers. May we remind all listeners that the Hutton Orbital Radio Network, often abbreviated as HORN, and such important events as the Galactic Intrepid Mug Proliferation Programme, or GIMP, are deadly serious and in no way intended to cause tittering, giggling, or merriment.
On taking over Van Manen's star, a number of commanders with a little more brains and a lot more tinfoil than your average Hutton trucker started digging through the archives. They have discovered a hitherto previously undiscovered prophetic work illustrated with pictures of matchstick men and hieroglyphs. Loosely translated, it appears to be a prediction from the year 3245, which states that if non-human control ever came to Van Manen, then the author would be a monkey's uncle. As luck would have it, a separate team identified the author and have determined that he is the great-great-great-granduncle of our very own Psymoof, also known as the Tech Monkey, which is an astonishing coincidence, almost unbelievable. There was also a map of the station with an X and the legend, Hic, yasit, magister, pulver, rule, inta. What the hell are you doing to me, Vinge? Hic, yasit, magister, pulver, lenta. The team have been dispatched into the dusty bowels of the station's scrap heap to find out what on earth this means.
The team at Hutton are waiting with anticipation this week to discover who the final gimps are for this year. Commanders have been racing, battling the gravity on Hutton Prime, and spilling their load throughout the galaxy in the hopes that they will be crowned the best gimp in the galaxy and take home their packet of rare and probably illegal Hutton brand coffee. Will Old Man Riverboat be a winner? Will anyone else from Team Hotbox even finish? Who will clear up all the smashed ships on Hutton Prime? Is Mods cured? We can only wait until the dawn of 3303 to find out. Tune in next year for the answer.
Sorry, I was a little bit sharp on that bong there. And finally, there are rumors that after Cecil returned to Hutton Orbital this week bearing gifts and a rather forthright apology, that progenitor Leia Wolf has gone AWOL. The two were last seen boarding Cecil's purple python, with Lael slapping Cecil about with wild abandon, a bale of Bellinans, a ray leather crafted unmentionables, a canister of gin, and a passing comment about huge baubles. We're not sure whether this has anything to do with the outbreak mentioned in the earlier article, some kind of kinky domestic row, or their yearly pilgrimage to the Nookie system. What we do know is that mission boards throughout Hutton systems have been devoid of missions, and truckers are left at a complete loss. As soon as we find out what on earth is going on, and when we can restore bulletin board access, we will let you know. That was the news. This is Hutton, and tonight we have music, Flossie, Hot Pits, more music, and a bit of Hober, and Jimmy the Mog, some Wetherspoon, and a bit more music. I'm Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolph, slightly tired after all these deliveries. Hucker.
And now, in honor of your Christmas garments and all those explorers out there, we have a tune. We do indeed, so do not touch that dial. We will be right back.